Hello, and welcome to Sound Collections, a new mini-series presented by KBBI Public Radio and the Pratt Museum. Each week, we will be airing snippets of interviews from community members around Kachemak Bay, exploring the found items that we collect and what they can teach us about our past, present, and future. This week, we will be hearing about the collection of writer and naturalist Marilyn Sigman.
Hello, my name is Marilyn Sigman. I'm from Montana originally, but live in Homer now. I collect rocks on the beach, all kinds of animal parts from the critters I find there and the occasional mammal parts. And I also like to collect chunks of wood with knots and unusual shapes. I began delving into the natural history collections and also cultural collections at the Pratt Museum when I was writing my book, Entangled, People and Ecological Change in Alaska's Kachemak Bay. I'm now working with the Pratt Museum to develop an exhibit about collecting and collections. Well, I arrange what I collect in kind of linear museums on my windowsills. I have rows of beach rocks, including some fossil rocks. I have tons of shells, bones, and some pieces of wood with these knots and interesting shapes. Others I stack in containers on tables and shelves, and I pay some attention to matching some colors and the shapes. The piles also include a lot of single earrings that have stones or crystals in them because I'm always losing at least one. I can remember the places where I found many of the shells and rocks. I used to have a science supply company for schools, and I used to put together shell kits for them, and that was called Alaska Scavengers. And so those same shells remind me of that crazy business I had when I thought I was the latter-day Ed Ricketts. But the shells I collect from Kachemak Bay beaches, they remind me of my time when I led beach field trips in Peterson and Chinahut Bay for the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies. So I remember kind of being there on the beach and sharing my finds, these fascinating creatures that inhabited the shells, and kind of sharing with them how those animals lived in the places they lived in.
Several years ago, Marilyn happened upon an artifact that inspired her to embark on a journey to find out what the things we collect have to teach us about the places we live.
Well, probably the one thing that changed my life and actually got me thinking about shifting baselines was something I found on my property, which used to belong to Sam and Vega Pratt. I used to find all kinds of rocks scattered around the property. Some of them had been polished by Sam. Arrowheads, which he had collected somewhere other than Alaska. And Sam seemed to have a special affinity for collecting pumice. There's a lot of pumice around. But one day I turned over the stone and saw that it had been hollowed out and realized it was one of these lamps, these stone lamps that the Eskimo type people used to burn seal oil in. So I became curious about where Sam had found that lamp and, of course, brought it to this property. And I wanted to learn more about these stone lamps. And that kind of led me to a 7-year-long quest to write a book about all of the peoples in Kachemak Bay over the time they lived here. And that lamp sort of set me off in a different direction in my life, which I later learned also happened to the archaeologist Frederica de Laguna. These artifacts are the way into trying to reconstruct and interpret what the past was. And more they're serving to also give some insight into past climates. So one of the things that I realized for the book was that you still have to explain why people lived as they lived and why that changed. And some of it is cultural, possibly. But a lot of it's also the archaeologists and anthropologists are realizing more and more was environmental change that either caused them to abandon Kachemak Bay, as people did about 1000 AD, or move to places that are more amenable to larger communities, and they developed into larger communities after that. So it's all a way in to what the past was like and what we might learn from that.
We'd like to thank Marilyn Sigman for sharing her reflections, time, and vast amount of knowledge with us. Thank you to Leo Ash for providing the music you heard during this piece. It's an original song titled Masking. We'd also like to thank all of you, our listeners, for tuning in to this first episode of Sound Collections on KBBI Public Radio. To see photos of Maryland's collections, information about our upcoming exhibit, and to submit your own story, visit our website at prattmuseum.org.